Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another Revelation Devotional. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It is good to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Got a nice cup of Muy Macho coffee in my Banner of Truth mug. And I'm excited this morning because we are stepping into one of my favorite chapters in all of Scripture. Revelation chapter 5. It's a wonderful gospel chapter. It's a wonderful missions chapter. It's a wonderful hope and joy and worship chapter. And there's so much to see here in these 14 verses. So let's pray and ask the Lord to guide us as we dig into His Word together. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this new day that you've given to us. Thank you for waking us up this morning, blessing us with another day of life. Thank you for being with us as our God and our Father, our Lord and Savior, our King, our Protector, our Provider. We look to you in all things, for you have created all things, and by your will they have been created and they exist, and they are working toward the end that you have ordained for all things. So we pray that you be with us and strengthen us and encourage us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll, written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seal?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. And between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns, and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. Wow, what a powerful chapter. Even if we don't dig into it and really try to understand it, just reading chapters 4 and 5 together is just such a powerful, worshipful picture for us, right on the very surface. But as we look closely, we see some wonderful, wonderful things. And you may have noticed from the headers on the slides, I'm going to divide this up into three sections. there's first a question being asked, who is worthy? And at first, no one is found to be worthy, and that causes weeping. But then, weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered. And then, it is worthy is the Lamb, and why he's worthy and what he has done. And then it is glory to the Lamb. And I know it says again, worthy is the Lamb who was slain, but this is glory now, power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And then you have every creature in heaven and earth and under the earth saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. So I've titled this, Who is Worthy? Worthy is the Lamb, and glory to the Lamb. Now, at the centerpiece of this worship scene, there is a throne, and there is a scroll. And the scroll is in the right hand of him who is seated on the throne. Now, if you know the Old Testament at all, which you really do need to know the Old Testament fairly well for Revelation to really be meaningful, so we'll try as much as we can to go back to relevant Old Testament texts. But there is the right hand of the Lord is very prominently important throughout the Old Testament. And the right hand of the Lord is really his ruling authority on earth. It is his kingdom building, kingdom advancing, ruling authority, the outstretching of his power and authority on the earth. At times, the kings of Israel were identified as the right hand of the Lord. And ultimately, the Lord Jesus is identified as the right hand of the Lord. And this passage here kind of shows us behind the scenes. Again, Revelation is kind of an unveiling apocalypse. It's an unveiling, a revealing of heavenly realities. And so there's this scroll, and it's a scroll written within and on back, and it's sealed with seven seals. Now, we know the prophet Ezekiel was given a scroll that was written on both sides, and he had to eat the scroll. And in his mouth it was sweet, but in his stomach it was bitter. And that was his prophetic ministry, the oracles of God that he was called to proclaim, which were at the same time sweet and bitter. Sweet in what they were, but bitter in the fact that God's people would not respond positively to them, and so the threatenings of judgment that contained therein had to be unfolded. So what is this scroll? This scroll has seven seals, which means it's divinely sealed, and so only one who is divinely qualified can break the seals and open the scroll. So there, you have to be qualified, you have to be worthy to open the scroll and break its seals. This scroll is God's plan, God's purposes, God's kingdom agenda for his people and for the world. It is the plan of redemption. It is the gospel kingdom. It is the inheritance of the kingdom. You know, the one who's worthy to open will inherit the kingdom and will carry out the plans and purposes of God. And so, as this inheritance scroll, this covenant promissory scroll, and this plan and purpose for the ages is there in the right hand of God, no one is found worthy. No one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was found to be able to open the scroll. No one worthy. Because you have to be uniquely qualified. You have to be perfect and sinless and holy. And you have to be human. Because people are made in the image of God. And so there's no other creature that bears the image of God but man. And you also have to be divinely empowered and divinely authorized. And so who is worthy? And no one's worthy. There's no one who's able, right? There's no one able to open the scroll, break its seals, look into it, unfold God's plan for his people. So if the scroll remains sealed shut, God's plan for his people doesn't come about. God's kingdom for the kingdom agenda for the redemption of his people and the redemption of all things indeed does not come about. And so it's understandable that John would weep and weep loudly if there's no one found worthy to open the scroll or look into it. But then one of the 24 elders says to him, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered." This is Jesus Christ, of course. He is a descendant of the Lion of David. He is the Root of David. It's very fascinating that the Messiah who would come from the Lion of David is called the Root of David, because a root, of course, precedes that. So he's the one who comes from the Lion of Judah, as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, but he is one who is a descendant of David, but also who precedes David, because he's the Root of David. He's not the offspring purely, he's the Root. He has conquered. This is Jesus, and this speaks of his humanity and his deity, his pre-existence and his incarnation. And he has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. So we're given this picture of a lion who has conquered. How is it that this lion has conquered? Well, then, John turns and looks. Right? He's told, "Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah." In other words, "Look, look, it's the Lion of the tribe of Judah." And he turns and he looks. And what does he see? Verse 6. "I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain." So this lamb that had been slain is now alive and standing between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders. So if you picture this as a circular worship scene, the throne, the four living creatures, the 24 elders go out from there, and then beyond them a myriad of angels, and then all of creation. If he's standing in the middle, right, of the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, or between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, he's right in the middle, which means he is in the place of the divine, the only one to stand the four living creatures among the elders is one who's receiving their worship, and the only one who can receive worship from the people of God has got to be God. And as a further sign of his divinity, he has seven horns. Horns in Revelation, by the way, represent authority and rule, and seven horns is divine authority and rule. Seven eyes, which are the seven spirits, that's the Holy Spirit. Jesus has the Holy Spirit. Remember, he was given the Holy Spirit who he pours out on his church at Pentecost. So he has divine authority, and he has the Holy Spirit. These little pictures correspond to what Jesus said in the Great Commission. "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples." And what he said in Acts 1, "Wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is poured out, you will be my witnesses," he says in Acts 1:8. So here's the authority of Jesus and the Holy Spirit poured out by Jesus. He now, crucified, risen, exalted, receiving all authority, receiving the Holy Spirit, goes and takes the scroll from the right hand of him who's seated on the throne, because now he is worthy. And when he takes the scroll as the one who is worthy, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fall down. They each have a harp and golden bowls full of incense. The harp is the music and the praises of God's people. The golden bowls full of incense are the prayers of God's people. So these 24 elders, they have the praises and the prayers of God's people. And who do they direct them to? They direct them to the Lamb. They fall down before the Lamb. If the Lamb's not fully and truly God, this would be idolatrous worship. But it's not idolatrous worship, because the Lamb is fully and truly God, as we've already seen from the seven horns and the seven eyes and all of that. So he is worthy. Look at this song in verses 9 and 10. They sang a new song, saying, notice it is a new song. It's not the song of creation from chapter 4. It's a song of redemption. Chapter 4, God is praised as the creator and as the sustainer of his creation. And now here, the Lamb is praised as the redeemer. "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth. This is praise to Jesus that he's given at his ascension, following his crucifixion, resurrection, at his ascension to heaven, at his, installment in the center of heaven's praises. He's praised as the one who is worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal, so he can now unfold the purposes and plans of God for the ages, which we'll see him do in chapter 6, because he was slain on that cross, and by his blood shed on the cross, he ransomed people for God. And these people weren't just Jewish people, and they weren't just Roman people, they weren't just Greek people, they aren't just American people, but they're people from every tribe, language, people, and nation. So all the ways in which you can describe the vast diversity of the human race, every tribe, every language, every people, every nation, made into a kingdom, one kingdom. Not many, many kingdoms. It's not a Methodist kingdom and a Baptist kingdom and a Pentecostal kingdom and a Presbyterian kingdom and an African kingdom and an Asian kingdom and a European kingdom. There's one kingdom of God, one King, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are in his kingdom, given his authority as those who are kings, small k, under the King of Kings, and priests, small p, under the High Priest. This is what we have been made now. You have made them a kingdom and priest to our God. We are already that now. That's what we've been made by the blood of Jesus. And they shall reign on the earth. That's a future promise. We're out of time for this morning. We're not going to have time to get to the glory. And that's why this is part one of two. But just to briefly look ahead, you see that where this chapter ends is with every creature in heaven and on earth worshiping the Lamb. When is that going to happen? Next time. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the worthy Lamb. The worthy Lamb who was slain to redeem us, to be a kingdom and priests to you, our God. We thank you that he has triumphed, that he has overcome, that he has the keys of death and Hades, as we saw in chapter 1, that he is in the midst of heaven's praises, receiving glory and honor in your throne room even now. We thank you that he has perfect divine authority, symbolized by these seven horns, that he has been given the Holy Spirit to pour out upon his people to the ends of the earth, as symbolized in these seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God. We thank you for our Savior, our great Redeemer, the Lion of the tribe of Judah who has conquered, the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Help us to live today aware of who he is and how worthy he is and of what he has made us. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me for part one of Revelation 5. There's so much more to see, and Friday morning we're going to come right back to this chapter and dig in and see. There's so much more to see. I hope you'll be with me on Friday morning. Have a blessed day in the Lord.